The Board of Health for Peterborough and the surrounding region met on Wednesday, April 15th, to discuss ongoing community engagement efforts following last year's merger. The Halliburton Core, the Pine Ridge District Health Unit, and Peterborough Public Health officially consolidated on September 11th, 2025, becoming Lakeland's Public Health. Medical Officer of Health and Chief Executive Officer of Lakeland's Public Health, Dr. Thomas Piggott, detailed Lakeland's PH's public engagement efforts in his regular update. The meeting also featured a report from Lakeland's PH Manager of Emergency Services and Healthy Environments, Julie Bromley, on the radon education and testing campaign conducted by the Health Authority's Healthy Environments Program. The report, titled Invisible Risk, Measurable Action, detailed Lakeland's Public Health's multi-pronged strategy to educate the public about the risk of radon gas and to distribute radon test kits to key locations within the health unit's coverage area.
So radon is a very clear public health hazard. Radon gas is a product of the breakdown of some naturally occurring elements in our environment. It's dangerous because it's an invisible hazard. We can't see it, we can't smell it, and we can't taste it. But radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer overall, and it's the leading cause of lung cancer among people who don't smoke. In 2020, we had about 430 lung cancer cases, and separately 255 lung cancer deaths. That's what was reported for the Lakelands area. In Ontario, the estimates suggest about 10% of lung cancer cases and 14% of lung cancer deaths are attributable to radon exposure. So what that equates to for the Lakelands public health catchment area is about 43 lung cancer cases and 35 deaths in 2020.
Radon is an odorless, colorless gas produced as a natural product of the decay of radioactive elements such as uranium and thorium, which are found deep underground. The gas migrates through natural soil pathways and can seep into homes through cracks in underground foundations and other points of egress.
Consistently overall, we see 30% higher radon exposure for rural communities. There's a few different reasons for that. Generally, there's more single detached homes than multi-unit dwellings and high-rise buildings. Generally, as well, those single detached homes have larger floor plans and therefore larger footprints. When you see radon coming into a home, often through things like cracks and foundations and whatnot, the greater area can cause the greater entry point.
Dug wells can also be a risk factor for rural properties, as the gas is able to migrate through the space between the well casing and the water. According to Health Canada's cross-country radon exposure survey, 1 in 5 single detached homes exceeded the recommended mitigation level of 200 becquerels per cubic meter. The survey specifically identifies Peterborough and the surrounding region as an area which requires further testing. An integral part of the Lakeland's public health campaign has been the distribution of radon test kits in order to collect data on estimated radon levels in its service area. Lakeland's PH received and distributed 750 radon test kits to libraries, municipal offices, and community health centers in local municipalities and First Nations communities.
So while radon is invisible, our work is really helping to make sure that the risk isn't. Earlier in the presentation, I was talking about one of the value adds of the campaign, and it showed that it had positioned Lakeland as a proactive prevention-focused partner for community health. So where do we go next? We really just need to keep the momentum going. That means we need to continue to invest in these types of campaigns. And eventually, we need to move towards more upstream action, potentially looking at local policy interventions and mitigation funding. We have formed really excellent relationships with researchers based out of the University of Calgary. We get to be a part of the science behind this work. Upcoming in a couple of weeks, I'll be sharing our experience at another conference that I'm attending, and we have been invited to participate in the Ontario Radon Advisory Task Force, which is going to bring together interdisciplinary expertise to further talk about this issue.
Of the recipients of the radon test kits distributed by Lakeland's Public Health, more than 440 have given consent to participate in a study on radon levels in the region. Over the next several months, the Public Health Unit's team will collect the kits for analysis, giving them a clearer picture of radon levels in Peterborough and the surrounding area. With the data they collect, they hope to provide support to residents living with higher radon levels, and to continue to bring attention to this significant but invisible threat. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins on Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough.